102.
For the curious.
Joanne's on Afternoon Drive.
14 past four, and law firms De Mello and Libba has sent letters on behalf of Vodacom to the Please Call Me movement organisers. They're warning they will go to court unless they receive specific written undertakings from Panyaza Lusufi, the Gauteng Education MEC, who's been partly driving this campaign, that he'll stop making defamatory comments on this matter. So joining us on the line is the convener of the Please Call Me movement, Modise Sitwaba. Modise, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the programme. Are you intimidated at all by Vodacom's legal threats?
Afternoon, Joanne. No, we're not intimidated at all. Actually, that is how Vodacom operates. So we're not intimidated at all.
Are you convinced that you're on the right side of the law with regard to how you've gone about this campaign?
Yes, I believe we are on the right side of the law because we've been running this campaign for the past 10 months and we haven't destroyed any property of Vodacom. We have run the campaigns at the stadium, run campaigns at Vodacom itself, the JSE, and even the Concorde. No one has ever complained about the Please Call Me movement. People have seen us on the freeways. So there we have done absolutely nothing. We've been abiding by the law. So I don't understand why Vodacom is so scared now that it has to send lawyers to us.
But tell me this, you may not have done any physical damage to the company. Have you done any reputational damage to the Vodacom brand?
Well, Vodacom is not doing it a favor for itself. I mean, look at what it's doing on social media these days. It's now saying it didn't come with the Please Call Me. MTN came out with that. It says it wants a bank account of the guy that it's litigating with. It goes even further. On social media to say Nkosana Makate is being greedy. So it's not doing a favor for itself.
Let me ask you some detailed questions about what you've managed to glean, because many of us, including media members of the media, are in the dark about some of the numbers and the technicalities in this particular case. You have come to the figure of 70 billion rand that you say Vodacom owes Nkosana Makate. Mm-hmm. How did you come to that figure?
Well, there was an article on Destiny magazine where the 70 billion figure was pounded about. There was an interview on Power FM where the whistleblower information came out that the amount amounts to 70 billion. But besides that, Please Call Me service itself is running internationally. So to get to 70 billion would not be a problem in itself, because Alan Notcraig in 2008, he admitted that they get 20 million Please Call Me daily.
Wow.
So to get to 70 billion is not an issue.
I think many people are actually agreeing with you in that regard, that it does run into billions at least. I think we had Duncan McLeod on the program, on the station a bit earlier, talking to us under Azania Musaka, saying that it certainly does run into billions. But how do we, I mean, is there a formula that has been used from a legal point of view in order to reach this figure? Or is this what it is estimated to be?
Well, I think Vodacom and Mr. Makate are in a better position to tell us. If Vodacom was fair to the public with about 49 plus million customers that they have, if they were honest to South Africa, they would say, South Africa, this is what this service is making us, and we're saying we're paying the inventor so much. And if the inventor is happy with that, then all and good. But if Vodacom is playing with us, it says it wants bank accounts, it wants this, it's not willing to pay, Makate is crazy. That makes us angry as the public.
So how closely are you working with Nkosana Makate on this? Are you simply a group operating in solidarity with him, or are you actually cohering with him on this particular issue? Are you working with him on it?
No, we can't work with Nkosana Makate. He's been interdicted last year, June. So what happens with the Please Call Me movement is that it's a consumer movement that is actually very, very angry with what Vodacom is doing.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of the Please Call Me movement, if you look, of the Please Call Me service itself, if you look at the history, when Mr. McCarthy was trying to get hold of his girlfriend, who is now his wife,
yes,
it was just to make access or to trigger a call so that he himself, because he was working for Vodacom, can make that call. And that idea has helped a lot of us. Some, even myself, when I'm talking to you now, I can make a please call me, someone will call me back. And my kids can make a please call me, I'll call them back.
Yes.
So the service on its own, it's helping the underprivileged, the poor. But the profits of the service itself are not even benefiting the inventor. So black excellence here is being, it's actually disregarded and taken, you know, not serious.
So, Modise, let me ask you about your plans for the coming weeks. Are you going to ramp up this campaign? Are you going ahead with your plans for tomorrow?
Yeah, look, the call by Mr. Panyaza Lesufi finds us already on the road. I mean, we've been on the stadiums, we've been at Vodacom premises itself, we've been on the freeways. So we also told Vodacom on the 7th and the 9th when we were rejecting their answer to the memorandum that we're going to escalate. We're going to go to Vodafone itself just before April. So the movement itself is planning to go international to go to Vodafone and to lay claim to the New York Stock Exchange and the London Stock Exchange so that they can see what Vodacom is actually doing.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Modise Setwaba, he is convener of the Please Call Me movement.